Welcome to Stars of Jazz, a program filled with the exciting and scintillating rhythms of America's own music, and the story of its colorful history as told by the well-known singer-composer, Bobby Troup. And now, let's listen to Stars of Jazz.
Stars of Jazz, and I'm Bobby Troup. And that was Calvin Jackson playing George and Ira Gershwin's tune, Bide My Time. That's the first of a series of Gershwin works on our show tonight. Well, here's a gal whose secret of smile has kept folks guessing for over three centuries. The Mona Lisa, of course. Only one man knew for sure what Mona had up her sleeve to bring on that very special smile. And that was Leonardo da Vinci. But we have our own guess. If Mona and Leonardo lived today, chances are the attractive miss would have been looking forward to a break in the sitting. Most certainly, refreshments would have been in order, and there's only one refreshment which inspires happy anticipation. Tonight's star of jazz, Calvin Jackson, besides being recognized as a true musician's musician and one of the most talented pianist arrangers in music today, is also known as a Gershwin specialist. This is something of a paradox because until recently, the formal music of George Gershwin was not really considered fodder for the jazz man. One reason for this was a technical one. Gershwin left no place for the individual improvisation, which is the heart of genuine jazz. Another more lasting reason lay in the fact that Gershwin's music was actually ahead of its time. Jazz musicians then weren't prepared technically to convert Gershwin to their own informal patterns. Thus, his music gained popularity not through jazz, so much as a mixture of the society dance band and the concert. Of these, one Gershwin exponent stands above all the rest, the so-called king of jazz, Paul Whiteman. It's been argued that Whiteman's Gershwin was not real jazz either. Well, see what you think. Jazz or non-jazz, whatever the verdict, no one helped more than Paul Whiteman to elevate Gershwin to the front ranks of world's music. Where Whiteman introduced Gershwin, in Calvin Jackson, we have someone brave enough to rework his music within the concepts of genuine jazz. How successful has he been? Well, listen to an excerpt from Calvin's new Liberty Hall of Fame album, Jazz Variations on Rhapsody in Blue. The same theme you heard Whiteman conducting and Gershwin himself perform. Calvin, do you think your interpretation of Gershwin has more right to the title jazz than Paul Whiteman's? How are you?
find, Bobby?
Well, I have a feeling that there will be a bit of an outcry about it. When I was first approached on the subject by Jack Ames and Cy Warnker of Liberty Records, they informed me that they wanted me to update the sound of the Gershwin's Rhapsody in Blue. And the first thing I thought of was, oh my, there should be a hue and cry about something of this nature. But I found that I could marry the two fields together a little bit, and because modern jazz has done quite a bit of advancing as far as classical music itself is concerned, and I felt that since the Gershwin Rhapsody in Blue was representative of jazz of 1924, that it could possibly be put in a 1957 setting.
Not only possibly, but it has been, because I heard the album, and I think it's terribly exciting, Calvin.
Thank
I think you should be very proud of it.
Thank you very much.
Now, this certainly isn't your first album, is it, Calvin?
No, this isn't. I've done a few for Columbia, one of which is not yet released, and I've done one for Victor.
What are the titles of the album,
well,
Calvin?
The Columbia ones are, the last one is called California Contemplations, and the one before that was called Rave Notice. And the first one was a Calvin Jackson Quartet.
You know, I've known you for so long, Calvin, and every time I hear you play and down here in rehearsal, it's really terribly discouraging to me that anyone can play as well as you have, and I wish you wouldn't come down here. It made me feel so bad. I wish you'd tell everyone about your background, Calvin. Gosh, you must have been studying since what?
Well, I started at the age of 4 in Philadelphia, where I was born, and at the age of 17, I went to Juilliard Graduate School of Music in New York City. Actually, I've been studying ever since I was 4 years of age.
Well, I think I can say unequivocally, Calvin, that you're one of the very finest pianists I've ever had the pleasure of knowing.
Thank you, Bob.
And we're just very, very flattered you've been on our program tonight. Thank you very much, Calvin.
Thank you.
And I hope you sell a million albums.
All right.
They're worthy of it. For his second number on an All Gershwin Evening, Mr. Jackson has chosen the tender ballad, Someone to Watch Over Me. dazzling new Liberty album. Calvin Jackson and the group with Calvin's original treatment of George Ira Gershwin's Someone to Watch Over Me. Our vocal star of jazz tonight, Raina Clay, is one of those rare birds, a native Californian. She was born in Oakland not too many years ago, and by the age of two, she could sing and hum along with the radio and pick up a passable tune out on a piano. Well, Raina's first musical studies were concerned with the piano and violin. Then her teacher suggested she take up singing, which she did, and she's been at it successfully ever since. Here is Raina Clay making her first Los Angeles appearance with a song from the University of Pennsylvania's Mask and Wig Show, written by Clay Bowen, Gypsy in My Soul.
If I am fancy free and love to wander, it's just the gypsy in my soul. There's something calling me from way out yonder, it's just the gypsy in my soul. I've got to give vent to my emotions, I'm only content having my way. There is no other life of which I'm fonder, it's just the gypsy in my soul. No cares, no strings, my heart has wings. If I am fancy free and love to wander, it's just the gypsy in my soul. No cares, no strings, my heart has wings. If I am fancy free and love to wander, it's just the gypsy in my soul. It's just the gypsy in my soul.
During our Gershwin excursion tonight, our featured performer has been Calvin Jackson. Calvin's artistry is what makes the difference between just another rendition of Gershwin and really fine jazz. But not to be underestimated in this, or any jazz group, is the tremendous importance of the rhythm section. The beat laid down by drums, bass, and guitar is the rhythmic foundation on which the soloist builds his improvisations. The harmonic line they provide is the point of departure for melodic inventions. And one of the greatest of such groups was the All-American rhythm section of the Count Basie Band of the 30s and 40s. Freddie Green on guitar, who's still with the Count, Walter Page on bass, and Joe Jones on drums can take credit for the tremendously swinging sound of the Count's band. Calvin Jackson's sidemen tonight represent three of the finest rhythm men in jazz today. The drums of Mel Lewis offer a rock-steady beat. Buddy Woodson's bass provides the beat too, plus a harmonic line. On guitar, Al Viola can play chords to offer more rhythm, or he can become another melodic voice in support of Calvin's piano. Put them all together musically and they spell George Gershwin's Lady Be Good. Thank you. Calvin Jackson and George and Aaron Gershwin's Wonderful Lady Be Good. The greatness of jazz is not only in the music itself, but in the ever-changing qualities of this music. To be the dynamic art it is, jazz must find new paths, new expressions, new voices. But as jazz changes, I don't think it loses the identity of any of its forms, but rather it constantly strengthens its place in our music, in our culture, in our life. No matter what the medium of expressing this music, if it is expressed well, with sincerity and with dignity, jazz will continue to gain in stature and importance. And all of you have been of great significance in shaping and influencing this youngest, this most vital of the arts.
Your host for Stars of Jazz is Bobby Troup. Executive producer is Peter Robinson. The program was produced by Jimmy Baker, written by Bob Abergas, with audio by Chuck Lewis. Stars of Jazz has come to you through the worldwide facilities of the United States Armed Forces Radio and Television Service.